You're listening to KBOO Portland. Welcome to Woman's Soul. I'm Amy.
And I'm Elizabeth. We're from the band Betty from New York City. And we just played here today, and we're really psyched to be on this radio station.
We sure are. Party on, everybody. We are psyched to be in Portland.
This is Sheila. It's Woman's Soul, and it's Sunday night, the usual time for the show. Hello, everybody. We had a great day at Pride today, and I have some special guests in the studio tonight. They've been called the Andrew Sisters on Red Bull, the Go-Go's, after taking in a marathon performance of the Vagina Monologues at the Michigan Women's Music Festival. And I have in the studio Betty. Hello.
Hey.
Actually, it's Amy and Elizabeth Ziff, and Allison is feeling a little bit under the weather, so we're here to represent. We gave it all we had today at Portland Pride, just left it there, and scraped up a little bit of the remnants, and here we're here in
Thank
the studio.
Thank you so
Sheila,
much.
Sheila, that song, It Girl, that you just played,
yes,
is from our fourth CD called Betty Rules.
Right on.
Yeah,
and you
yeah.
were just telling me you've got a new one coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, we have a new CD coming out. We're really excited about it. It's going to be out in January.
Cool.
And we've been recording, and it's really good. We've gone back a little bit to our roots, to our electronica stuff. So it's a mix of the rock and electronica.
Got it just to plunge on in and asked everybody if they wanted to hear a new song that we've never performed. And there we were.
We actually had a lot of fans here from our MySpace site, which is
All
so
right.
cool now, because when you... when you tour and you haven't, we haven't played her in 10 years since we played at Barbati's Pan, which is a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my goodness.
And we played today and we had a good 40, 50 people just from our MySpace site that knew about us. And then there were, you know, hundreds of other people that hadn't known about us. And so that's cool because our MySpace site, people that have heard about us or seen us on the L Word or, you know, seen us on Encyclopedia or listened to our stuff on the radio, and then they find you on MySpace and you can actually talk to people. It's such a great, you know,
it's incredible.
Great venue.
I have found a lot. I bring in live women on the show a lot, and I've met so many women through MySpace.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And invited them to the show. It's just great. Everybody's been so responsive.
I have to tell you, it's very welcoming here. I mean, it really is.
Good.
People are enthusiastic, and people that have heard about us.
And they have
good
beer, which is really important.
Well,
good beer.
Yeah, of course.
But if people do want to come find us on MySpace, it's myspace.com/BettyMusic, BETTY Music.
And your regular website, why don't you share
HelloBetty.com. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they can hear, actually, one of our tracks from our new record is up on MySpace.
Oh, good.
It's called Jesus. And it was used as one of the end songs last year on the L Word, which is cool.
And you did create the new L Word theme song.
Oh yeah, yeah,
right?
We wrote it. We wrote it and produced it and performed it, and it's now it's going into the third year of being on the theme song. It's really cool.
A lot of people were singing along today when we did that.
We all know that song.
Oh, that was
we
fun.
Love that song.
It's fun. It's great.
I can play that song over and over.
Yeah,
how
thanks.
Did that song come to you? I mean,
well, they asked us. Showtime had they wanted a new
theme song.
A new theme song for. They wanted a theme song, actually. They never really had one the first year. And then they put it out to about 5 different groups, and then they chose ours because they liked it. And it was a really great process doing it and recording it in Vancouver.
They asked some people, and other people submitted things.
Right.
Do you know who your competition was? I'm just curious.
It's not really competition. It was just everybody putting it – everybody throwing their hat in the ring, and they just happened to
choose ours. I'm sure they were all good.
I'm sure they were. I'm sure ours was the best.
Of course. Well, of course. I have a question for you, and it's just been burning on my mind since I knew you were coming. Where did the name Betty come from?
Well, that's a good question, Sheila. Actually, Amy and I had a great aunt who was...
criminally insane.
Criminally insane and ended up in an institution, and her name was Betty. And Allison, who's our third partner and great friend and comrade through all these years, she had a great aunt, Betty, who was also insane. So we thought, hey, what a great name for a band, Betty, and just, you know, a little nod to all the insane women in our families. I'm sure we all have them.
It's also kind of the all-American gal, you know, so we kind of pride ourselves on being the all-American gal with a twist.
A big twist.
Yes. Well, I've read a lot of the reviews in preparation for this interview. There's a lot of reviews out there about you. Everybody has an opinion. But there's this theme going through. It's like, well, they come off in one way, but they're really good girls. Now, why am I reading that over and over? What's that
about? I don't think you read that about me.
I don't think you read it about me either. I think
that was some other band.
I think, you know what, you read that about the play that we did. We wrote a play.
Yes.
It's a musical called Betty Rules.
Yes.
And Michael Greif, who directed Rent, directed that as well. We did it off-Broadway for 8 months, and then we did it in Chicago, and then we did it in Washington, D.C. We also did it in San Francisco. And the thing about the play is that it's a real story about us being together for 20 years, being independent musicians, and, you know, the dreams and all that stuff that you keep alive and what it takes to keep a band together and friendship. And it's really about a family, a non-traditional family, which is our band.
Or how you'd kind of just adjust your dreams as they go. And it's a little bit more universal than just being in a band.
Yeah. I mean. So I think that reviewers who saw that, and our music is sort of in your face, or it can be really beautiful in a cappella, it's all different. But I think the thing that people walk away from seeing the play is that we're human, you know. We're musicians and we're nuts and we're in your face and all that. But we've been through so much together. Our mother's deaths and therapy for one thing. We went to band therapy.
Yeah, I read you all went to band therapy.
Oh yeah, dragged ourselves to band therapy and we actually stayed together from it. But
I think a relationship in a band is very, very intense. It's more intense than a marriage. You have your egos on the line. You've got your performance thing going on, and if you can weather it. Then wow, and you just either bring it to stage and leave it on stage, or you know it pokes up someplace else. But
yeah, I mean it's really hard to be independent musicians in America as it is, and to stay together for 20 years and that's all we've
done.
You've
been 20 years together.
Yeah,
now.
20 years.
Wow,
it's
and
miraculous.
Working with your sister.
Great.
Hello.
Yeah.
Can you even imagine?
Hello is right.
The fights that have ensued.
I know the first thing she said before we got on the radio was take out your gum.
Well, she's chewing gum on the radio.
I don't give a rat's a.
I do. It's smacking, and you can
hear
it.
Well, you know, you can tell because she's 25 years older than me, so she really has a lot to say.
People saw us. They know what the truth is, Elizabeth.
Hey, How does Allison deal with this? She's become as crazy as we are.
She's great.
Big shout out to Allison.
Yeah. Allison had a baby 2 years ago with our guitar player, Tony. And Ruby is her
name.
You
do keep it in the family.
Oh, yeah. We definitely keep it in the family.
But nobody keeps it in their pants. That's the beauty of being in a band.
Good thing.
But, they had a baby, Ruby, who came to her first gig when she was 10 days old. And she's in
New York right now because she's working. She's 2 years old, and she's doing a catalog.
Excuse me.
Yeah, so she couldn't come with us to this gig. So usually she does, but
we didn't fit in her schedule.
We just didn't.
Yeah. She's great though, and she likes the music. And she was, you know, she was playing in rehearsal. She was playing bongos in time when she was 10 months old. So she's got the music in her, and she's going to be the next Betty Generation.
Yeah. Right on.
Like Menudo, I guess they keep. You know, we're just going to have to keep shifting out our members or anything.
Yeah, she's got to get tall though.
What about Hello Betty? Are we going to get to see it out here?
Betty Rules, you mean?
Betty Rules. I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? I'm not sure. We're talking about right now. We're talking about making it into a film, which would be awesome. We actually have a copy of it that that we're going to be selling on DVD. So when we come around in January for the tour for the new record.
Did you hear that, folks? January, they're coming back.
It takes a while to put up the show. I mean, it's pretty labor intensive, and
it's a really expensive show to put on. There's 400 lighting cues, and the sound is really, you know, it's big sound and stuff like that.
It's brilliant, though, if I do say so myself.
And
this
you do,
Amy.
Constantly.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was nominated for a Helen Hayes Award for my role in Betty Rules.
Congratulations.
Playing myself, I might add.
Notice that I wasn't, and neither was Allison. But you know what? We were happy for her.
Yeah. That's right.
And you're not professional actresses.
Well, Amy is.
Oh, you are.
Yeah,
okay.
Amy
is.
And Allison has done her share of acting. I abhor acting and actors. But, you know, that's okay.
Sheila, should we play another song, do you think?
Yes. Love to do that.
Should we hear something mellow?
Yeah.
Or should we keep it cooking, or should we play something kind of?
Let's play Broken. This is Broken is actually from Betty Rules as well, and it's, Amy?
It's, I think it's kind of self-explanatory. In the play, it was about, we were talking about the transition of the death of our moms, and it can be for
how we're all together for that. Yeah. We sang, the last time we saw Allison's mom, we went to the nursing home to sing to her, and we sang a cappella, and then the next time we sang at her
memorial,
and for my mom, we sang at her memorial as well. So we've all been through so much together, and we are really each other's family in life, and that's really one of the things that's kept us together. It's that and also our political beliefs and, you know, playing for AIDS for years and years and years. And when you did an AIDS benefit, how a lot of people didn't do them then because it would, quote unquote, destroy your career because you'd be branded as a gay band or whatever. But people didn't do them. Now it's quite different, thank gosh.
You all have done a lot of charity work.
Pro-choice and breast cancer.
Think it's great.
I don't think that you have a choice. If you're an artist, you know, you have to support the things that you believe in because there are communities that have supported you. You know, you here at KBOO, you know that the community is everything because without it, you wouldn't survive. As independent artists, without the community that we love and that loves us, that supported us, we never would have been able to survive. But this song was written as a lullaby, really, as a last lullaby to our mom who was ill. And it's served on a couple of different things. I guess when you're at your lowest point, if you have the people around you that you love, then you can cry and laugh together and you move through.
While we're talking family briefly, what about your SOs? How do they just come on into the family kind of thing?
You know what the fact of the matter is that they have to be approved of.
A committee meeting and... Are there interviews?
It's very difficult for someone to hang with the band, with one of us, if the rest of us are disapproving.
Although I continually find girlfriends that nobody likes.
Are you on a mission or
not anymore?
Oh, okay.
No, I'm flying free. Flying solo. It's good.
Okay.
But speaking of flying solo, hey, let's listen to Broken.
Yeah, let's.
Na 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 na. I'm Humpty Dumpty, who's had a great fall. I'm mixed up and messed up and all turned around. I'm upset, down, set, and no fun at all. I am people, just people, and I'm queen's horses and all the queen's men. Can't patch me, nor mend me, nor glue me together. I'm upset, downset, and I want it to end. I'm people, just people, and I'm broken. Oh, it hurts when I laugh. I can't even smile, so I guess I'll stay broken a while. If I were a watch, I'd get quickly repaired, or stitched up and sewn like a dress with a tear. But I'm people, just people, and I'm broken, broken. Oh, 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 oh. Come climb up my wall and jump off head first. At least we'll be broken together forever apart, apart forever. I'm people, you're people, and we're broken.
Well, okay. That was heart-wrenching. You know, we sang that song at, there was a big Vagina Monologues at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, I was in that here, yes.
Wow. Yeah.
It's an awesome,
yeah.
The whole, it's an awesome phenomenon, the whole eBay really, thing and
totally.
All that.
Eve's a good friend, and we're on the committee for B-Day when it first started, organizing it and bringing music into it. So that
and
that
it's
was
worldwide
awesome.
Now, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's awesome.
I had the good fortune of playing the lesbian sex worker at
wow.
the end, who got to have 21 orgasms on stage.
Fabulous.
So that was fun, you know. I enjoyed it.
Very, very
they
good.
They did.
That's great. Hey, you know what? Why don't we have a contest and give away one of our CDs?
You know, we were bummed because we ran out of all of our CDs today at Pride.
We sold out. It's cool.
But we didn't have a chance to sell some of our newer stuff. We were just reaching into the backlog of stuff, but we'd love to give a Betty Three away. A lot of the songs that we sang today on stage came from that CD. So maybe we'll think of a good question. All right, here's a good question, Elizabeth.
Okay, we got a question for you if you want to win a Betty CD.
And what do they have to do? They have to call in?
Call 231-8187. 503-231-8187. But wait till you hear the question.
Here's the question. The question is, what is the name of the third person in Betty that is not here with us right now?
She's 6'2".
Oh, you're giving hints.
Dark
okay.
and lovely. Plays a mean bass. What is her name? And the phone lines are lighting up.
503-231-8187.
Well, we got a live one.
Yeah, we do. Oh, boy, cool.
Wow, a lot of people
Let's
are listening.
Let's see if this... Nope. Yes. Nope.
Okay. Oh, somebody wanted to know if Sir Walter Raleigh was in a can and we should let him out.
I remember that one.
That was a good one. It's a good one. I'm full of them.
Maybe we should listen to another song? Let's ask more questions.
Ask more questions? Okay. I got lots of questions.
Great.
You're mostly East Coast. Is that, I mean, that's
well,
where
we live
you're
in
centered,
New York.
Or,
we're from New York.
You live in New York.
New York, yeah.
Okay. Is that your town? I mean, do you feel like... You resonate with
Well, if you,
New
if
York
you can make it there, you can pretty much make it anywhere, Sheila.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a song.
It's up to you. Yeah. Well, we're from New York, but we tour all over the place and all over the world. We've done it. But pretty much Portland, I think, is the best place we've ever played.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Really? Wow, that's so great.
It was
great.
Really, it was crazy today. It was really fun. Yeah.
That's so great
Should
to hear.
Should we play another song?
Sure.
While the friends are getting their thing together.
Let's play Jungle Jane from... From Betty Rules, from the band Betty.
You sashay over, ride that beat lumbering by. Snatch a seat from the python.
Jungle Jane by the band Betty,
who are here in the studio.
That's right.
This is Woman Soul, and I'm Sheila, and I'm here with two members of the band Betty. And they are the Ziff sisters. Can I call you that?
Yes, you
Elizabeth
can.
And yeah. Amy?
You can.
Did you want to say a word about Jungle Jane, the song that just played?
Yeah, Jungle Jane's a song by Allison, who's not here right now. It's a you'd have to ask her, actually.
Well, that was one of the clues for the call-in.
Oh, that's right.
If they didn't
oh, well,
know
that's
now.
Okay. But it's really just about
people
really
got
fun.
Into it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really enjoying Portland.
Me too.
Yeah. It's the Pacific Northwest is really different than New York.
I think we have a winner online.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Somebody just called in and won our CD. That's Betty 3. If you guys want to hear our new stuff, you can go to www.myspace.com/ Betty Music, Betty Music. And we'd love to hear from you. That's a great way to talk to independent musicians and have people write back, because we actually write back to you. A lot of people don't run their own MySpace sites, but you know what? Hey, we do, because we keep it real. Right, Em?
Uh-huh. I can't wait to come back here, drink a lot of the different kinds of beers, taste all the different kinds of things that you have around, and I don't know, just a good time had by all.
It's true.
Sheila,
we have a winner, Tony Salvatore. He loves Betty.
Oh, yay! Hey.
Yes. And he knew right away. He just knows you.
That's
wow.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's excellent. Great. Well, Tony's going to win himself a Betty 3 CD.
He's right jazzed. He is really jazzed.
Oh, that's cool. Good.
I wanted to ask you about any current causes going on, any, you know, promos you're doing for any particular issues these days are coming up.
We're always doing stuff for breast cancer research, and we're always, right now, unfortunately, we're doing a lot of work for pro-choice.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
and it seems to be a common thread that we've been doing for the 20 years that we've been together, and it's too bad that it has to keep coming back, but we'll be fighting that fight until what's-his-name gets out of office.
Yeah. What's his name? We dare not...
Voldemort. We like to call him Voldemort.
Totally. What do we call him?
He who shall not be named. Voldemort.
He who shall not be named.
As they say in Harry Potter.
Everybody does their part, you know. You have your radio station here for the community, and musicians do their part, and everybody just does their part to just make America better, because we have a lot of work to do.
We certainly do.
Yeah.
But
we certainly do.
While we're doing
it. And that's a big butt. Everybody's got a big butt.
We have to celebrate and sing and
party down.
While we're changing the world.
Sheila, got any more questions before we got to head back to New York?
Okay, I know you got to fly out of here. I want to thank you again for stopping by. I know you were in a quick trip and everything. And you're listening to Betty, and they stopped by KBOO this evening for Woman's Soul to talk to me and all of you. Let's see, I was going to ask you, speak French.
Amy, right.
Amy speaks French. And you spent some time growing up. Or time in France as children? Or
yeah,
how
we
did.
We grew up in France, and we
how
spent
some
that? Time there.
Were your parents missionary? Whatever, I don't know.
No, my dad was in the military.
Military, uh-huh.
And,
missionary, military, same thing.
They both begin with an M.
Yeah.
And with a Y.
But I went back to school there in college. So, you know, when you can turn that French thing into a thing of beauty and to work for you, that's what I've been doing all my life.
Are you pretty fluent?
Yeah,
Amy's fluent.
I'm so jealous.
Pourquoi
that's my
tu veux que je parle un peu ici? How's that?
And that was pretty impressive.
What did
she say? She said you're a beautiful, beautiful woman.
Uh-huh. And that I love Portland a lot. J'adore Portland.
Ooh, nice.
C'est vachement cool ici,
tiens. Nice.
Sheila, we love you. We love Portland, but we have to go.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you still love us?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
And we promise to come back and sing lots more.
If you promise, yes.
We'll come back. Just come and see us on our MySpace site.
Okay.
Betty Music.
Betty, thanks for dropping by.
Thanks,
Sheila. It's really nice to have
you. Peace out, everybody.
Uh-huh. Okay. Bye-bye.
Allison, Elizabeth. I met someone, the president of our new label, and he needs his money spent. I met someone.
like a period break.
That was Betty from their CD Betty Rules, and the song was Kissing You. They just left the studio. You just missed the wonderful Ziff Sisters from the band Betty, and they will return. I can promise you that. They will be coming back at the new year. They've got a new CD coming out first part of next year, and they will be back for sure if I have anything to say about it. Next time we'll get them to play some music for y'all on the station. We'll get some live music from them, and that's something really to look forward to. So let's play some more music tonight, and here we go.
Hey, what's going on when you're talking on the phone to that girl? And it's not me, and it's driving me crazy. Hey, what's going on? Too sexy for me, but actually I just don't care. I think it's bullshit everywhere. People would say maybe I'm gay, maybe I'm weird, but actually I just don't care. And if I'm weird, I want to share.
See Maria! till it grows into a cry. Then you say, it's okay, baby, we're doing just fine. You're so good at love, when love is something that you do so well. You are so good at love. It's something you do. It's something.
That song you just heard was Jane Chapin from her album Linger. The song was Good at Love. And before that, you heard Charming Hostess on their album Sarajevo Blues. The track was Sivariash Larana, which is a song about Bulgarian Jewish girls who are forced into gender compliance. And this song is a protest about that process. I want to share with you the words of the song. It's very sweet in its own way, although it's sad what it is they're addressing here. And the band is, again, called Charming Hostess. They are from Bulgaria. The song goes, if you could see the little frog sitting on the oven frying her fritas and sharing with her sisters. If you could see that little mouse sitting in the corner shelling walnuts and sharing with her sisters. If you could see the little camel sitting on the dough board rolling into phyllo, thinner than hair. I love you so much, my sisters. Next, you're going to hear a song of following a dream, following the dream, and I think that's appropriate for Gay Pride Weekend. The song is called Free Woman, and the musician is Karen Brooks. Karen is going to be on my next show on July 30th, so you might write that on your calendar. She is an awesome singer-songwriter from the East Coast. She, too, has not spent much time in the Pacific Northwest, and I believe this will be her first tour. She's very well-known on the East Coast. She sings with Pete Seeger. And she writes incredible music, and I'm looking forward to having her here at Women's Soul on July 30th. Again, her name is Karen Brooks, and she hails from Maine and the New York area. So I hope we can welcome her with open arms, as we do here in Portland, when she comes in July. She'll be doing some live venues at Artichoke Music and some other places in town, and I will have her on Women's Soul that night. So this song is called Free Woman, and it's Karen Brooks.
I'm a free woman, I'm a free woman. Nothing in this world I can't do. I'm a free woman, I'm a free woman. You can be a free woman too. I'm a free woman, I'm a free woman. Nothing in this world I can't do. I'm a free woman, I'm a free woman. You can be a free woman too. I can walk up a hill, I can walk up a hill, and run back down the other side. And I can go where I will, go, I can go where I will. And I'm never gonna run and hide. Cause I'm a free woman, I'm a free woman. Nothing in this world I can't do. I'm a free woman, I'm a free woman. You can be a free woman too. I can mother my baby, I can mother my baby. And then go out and hay the field. And I can walk like a lady, I can walk like a lady. Just don't try to make me walk at your heel. Cause I'm a free woman, I'm a free woman. Nothing in this world I can't do. I'm a free woman, I'm a free woman. You can be a free woman too. Oh, life's like a wheel, life's like a wheel. When you race against the setting sun. And sometimes I feel like I'm never gonna get my work done. But I'm a free woman, I'm a free woman. Nothing in this world I can't do. I'm a free woman, I'm a free woman. You can be a free woman too. I'm a free woman, I'm a free woman. Nothing in this world I can't do. I'm a free woman, I'm a free woman. How about you?
You. Till mig så kvävar tørst um langan veg Þá tölum við drauminn sem að elskum þú og ég Ég veit þú kemur í kvöld til mín Þó hver
play in the band at weddings and bars rise with the moon and fade with the stars all night long I sing the love songs for people who think they'll come true but haven't they seen Love's other side People take warning Go run and hide Those pretty songs Are part of the lie Please believe me When I sing the blues Funny How they cling to fairy tales Prince Charming comes in every secret dream I try to warn them But they don't want to hear When I tell them about the trouble of dreams When they shut off the booze And turn on the lights How quickly we lose The spell of the night Love's shadowy dreams Just vanish from sight I only mean it when I sing the blues secret dream I try to warn them but they don't want to hear when I tell them about the trouble love brings when they shut off the booze and turn on the lights how quickly we lose the spell of Love's shadowy dreams just vanish from sight. I only mean it when I sing. the blues.
Is a lesbian, and I'm proud of her.
My thumb the first time I sang We Shall Overcome. It was a numb December night. It was a small town fable. My first corporate villain, and my mother was the hero. And I was clutching the back of my mother's kneecap. I squinted up at her fist. I asked her, why are we so mad? She parked her head down in the freezing rain. She saw me so serious and small with my big Mack truck union sign, so eager to mimic her symbol of angry. She smiled at herself, pondered the politics of fingers curl. This is solidarity, she whispered to her baby girl. And she smelled right then like the coal mines of the industrial age. She was perfumed in truth that she reeked of risks taken. Because the time to strike is when the iron is hot, Martin said. All truth crushed to earth will rise again. Like the women before me, the women before me, the women before me, like June Jordan, Barbara Smith, like Sonia Sanchez, Adrian Rich, like Flannery O'Connor, like Ruth Dallas, like Angela Davis and Mary Daly, Bell Hooks and Flo Kennedy, Gertrude Stein, Dorothy Ellis and my mother, and all the other women before me. You know, they sniffed the boundaries carefully. It's no mistake they chose the fringes. They rode the horses proudly, who careened off the edges of the carousel. Because our words are wild animals sometimes, just barely surviving in woods purchased by some industry. Hunters are fruit on highways. We have roadkill, cancer in our warrior breasts, asbestos in our tampons. Still, the women before, the women before, the women before think me through these dark clouds of injustice as I propel myself past all the clowns on TV. And there I find myself stratospherically frozen in between how things are and how they should be. And it's easy to freeze in these icy extremes, but the words of the women before shelter me like an igloo. And sometimes I shiver in their dimension. But at least I know from my cursory that the courage of chip-ass me graceful rage. And I'm out to save the world, but I'm not scrambling to save face. I'm searching for an exit. I want to scream fire. Everybody run, because we are packed too tight. To this world full of trouble, the kid next to me is packing a gun. My mother raised me to tangle with the big boys, to pull out my thumb and make friends with my voice. That's my weapon of choice. Weapon of choice. So in this Hallmark hub of a century, with its sugar cookie cutter white boy fame, you see, I will not be afraid of being called the same. I will not be afraid of being called the same. No, I will not be afraid of being called the same names as the women before me. Jan Jordan, Barbara Smith, Sonia Sanchez, Adrian Rich, Flannery O'Connor, Ruth Miller, Angela Davis, and Mary Daly, Bell Hooks, Kennedy, Gertrude Stein, Dorothy Stiles, and my mother, and all the other women before me. Women before me. Women before me, 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 women before me. I take this legacy, I take this legacy, I'll take this legacy, I take this legacy, I take this legacy. Seriously.
Georgia.
Seriously.
Leslie Feinberg.
Seriously.
Harriet Tubman.
Joan Nichols.
Rosa Parks.
Emma Goldman.
Kay Gardner.
Maya DeFranco.
Joni Mitchell.
Betty James.
Billie Holiday.
She said, dumb as a box of hammers, but he's such a handsome guy. And I opened up and I told her about Larry and yesterday how he asked me to marry, and I'm not giving him an answer yet. I think I can do better. So we laughed, compared notes. We had a drink, we had a smoke. She took off her overcoat. I kissed a girl. I kissed a girl. She called home to say she'd be late. He said he worried, but now he feels safe. I'm glad you're with your girlfriend. Tell her hi for me. And then I looked at you, you had guilt in your eyes, but it only lasted a little while. Then I felt your hand above my knee. And we laughed at the world.
kissed a girl.
Listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio station. This is Sheila, and you're listening to Woman's Soul tonight. You missed earlier in the program, if you're just tuning in, I had Betty, two members from the group Betty, in the studio tonight, Elizabeth and Amy Ziff. and they stopped by on their way out of town. They played at Gay Pride today and got a very, very awesome reception. As a matter of fact, during the interview here in the station tonight, they said this was definitely their favorite venue in comparison to other places they visited, and they loved it here. This was their first visit in 10 years. So they're going to be definitely coming back our way. And if those of you who do not know Betty, you absolutely need to. They are wonderful, very talented women. They have a rock opera out, Betty Rules, and it's soon to be made into a DVD. And lots of live music and just spoken word stuff and the L Word on TV. They've been on there a few times. They've written the new L Word theme song. They're really involved in a lot. And they also do a lot of charity work. Very, very wonderful women. I was really impressed meeting them tonight. So I'm sorry if you just tuned in to Woman's Soul and missed the interview with Betty. But they will be back, and they'll have a new CD out beginning of the year. So I'm hoping to entice them back into the studio at that time. The song you just heard was a group called Just Jill, and they're one of my new faves. That I love everything they do. That was from their CD Plane, and the song was Take Me There. Before that was Jill Sobule, who also was at Gay Pride today. She's such a sweetie. She played there today and then talked to people afterwards. She was so accessible and very sweet. That was her very well-known song, I Kissed a Girl. Before that, you heard Alex Olson from Independence Meal, which I believe was her first CD, and the spoken word was Women Before, W-O-M-Y-N, Women Before. That was preceded by Ashley Flynn. The song is Chokeberry from her Chokeberry CD. And before that, Julie Wolfe, Walk the Worn Out Floor. The track was I Only Mean It When I Sing the Blues. And we started out the set with a woman named Karen Brooks, who is going to be here in the studio playing her music on July 30th. So I hope you'll tune in to her. She's an East Coaster and coming out to the Pacific Northwest. You also heard Ivor, who is an Icelandic woman. I've recently found out about her, and that song, I Know I Will Slaughter with My Icelandic, but it was called something like Ekvite Pukemor Ikvold Til Min. Okay, that's the best I can do, and no, I don't know what it means. Let's hear some more music. You're listening to Woman's Soul. This is Sheila, and we'll be up next with Heather Nova. It's Only Love.
I used to think that mulher que mexe, remexe com a alma do mundo. Mexe o corpo, mexe a mente, mexe com toda a gente. Mães e filhas, musas e meninas, música feminina. Mulher do mundo, mulher do mundo, mulher que mexe, remexe com a alma do mundo. Mexe o corpo, mexe a mente, mexe com toda a gente. Mães e filhas, musas e meninas, música feminina. Mulher do mundo, mulher do mundo, mulher que mexe, remexe com a alma do mundo. Mexe o corpo, mexe a mente, mexe com toda a gente. Mães e filhas, musas e meninas, música feminina. Mulher do mundo, mulher do mundo, mulher que mexe, remexe com a alma do mundo. Mexe o corpo, mexe a mente, mexe com toda a gente. Mães e filhas, musas e meninas, música feminina. Mulher no mundo, mulher no mundo, mulher que mexe, remexe com a alma do mundo. Mexe o corpo, mexe a mente, mexe com toda a gente. Mães e filhas, musas e meninas, música feminina.
Fast being high. jailhouse. My body is outdated, and hell is my doom. Come, mama, come, papa, and sit you down by me. Come, sit you down by me and pity my case. My poor head is aching, my sad heart is breaking, my body is outdated, and hell is my doom.
tell you all the things I long to say. You want to. 3, 4.
Reaching you at home, dear Arlene. There's just some things you've got to know. For some strange reason, you think your pain is bigger than mine. Well, dear Arlene, you can witness my pain in syncopated time.
Father's Day special will be Friday, June 23rd, from 11 p.m. to midnight. W.S. Gilbert wrote the words and Sir Arthur Sullivan wrote the music for these satirical Victorian operettas. Tune in if you enjoy British humor, wordplay, twins switched at birth, pirates, and falsified beheadings. Anyone who supports marriages between men and fairies should definitely mark their calendars for Friday, June 23rd, because you won't want to miss the Gilbert and Sullivan Father's Day special here on KABU.
Kendo na mor kaneno kimor. Anna.
godo, kom rit mani rita godo, kom herani mama, kom herani mama. Anda bilwar, anda bilwar, kom rit mani rita godo, kom rit mani rita godo, kom herani mama, kom herani mama. Mama ya pokne uitoya, katonge mwandu. Mama ya pokne uitoya, katonge pesa. Mama ya pokne uitoya, katonge mwandu. Mama ya pokne uitoya, anda miluar, anda miluar, anda. Come with money, Rita Goda. Come here, any mama. Ming Wambe, Bamba.
Tune in to the KBOO Food Show this Monday at 10 a.m. We'll have a report on a nutrition program for women, infants, and children, a visit to Portland's newest farmers market, and the real dirt on Farmer John.
I only have one child abuse story. Salad was forced on me. I could not stand it.
That's right, Farmer John on the Food Show, Monday, 10 a.m. on KBOO.
Thank you.
cours. Je suis jeudi un bruit sourd, sec comme la chute d'un cordeau d'une tour. Êtes-vous sûr? Car mon bruit n'entend rien, tout comme la lumière est aveugle.
KT Tunstall, Eye to the Telescope, from her CD Looking for the Good. You're listening to Woman's Soul. We're winding down now. I hope you tuned in earlier this evening. We had Betty on the show tonight. Thanks for listening. And you just heard, as I mentioned, KT Tunstall. Before that, it was Ellis with Looking for the Good on her album Tigers Above, Tigers Below. For Woman, No Cry, the French song, Egalantine Gouze was her name. Mama Africa by Owiyo. Dear Arlene was Colleen Sexton, was the name of the singer. Goa Pele, Crushed Out, from her album Change It All. Mel Watson from Fruit, they're an Australian women's band, and the song is Love You So. Before that, you heard Feist from her album Let It Die, When I Was a Young Girl. And Waylon Jennings, brand new, hot off the track CD, Firecracker. The song was Swallow. So we're going to go out tonight with Anji Duvakot, and the CD is Little Peppermints. The song is called Sirens. And if we have a few more minutes, we're going to play some more of Betty from their Betty Rules album. The song is If I Had to Do It Over. See you next time, and sweet dreams.
Are you blind? Blind to me trying to be kind. Volunteering by your 5 and 9. Waiting for one precious sign. The flicker of a smile.
Can you hear the sirens cry from across the water? Your blunders, we bore the blame for all who splintered in our wicked wake. You tied yourselves upon your masts as to take what's not been given, employ for your purpose. All that you find, but we are waterborne, we are not your kind. We sacrifice our dreams in your lucid streams for your grander schemes, but we're leaving soon at the water's edge for your sake. We no, that we are not great.
for your sake we